Let's return now to Avery Fisher Hall at Lincoln Center in New York, where Flora Purim and Ayerto are about to begin their set. One of the most inventive percussionists in jazz, Ayerto has enhanced the music of many of the best contemporary groups, and like his wife Flora, feels that music is the center of his life. Though they pursue their own musical identities with different groups, they occasionally perform together, as they do here at the Newport Jazz Festival and in recording studios where Ayerto has produced Flora's albums. Coming to the American jazz scene with a wealth of musical devices developed in their native Brazil, Ayerto and Flora allow much freedom for the other soloists who perform with them. Their imaginative use of electronic devices, wordless vocals, and exotic percussion instruments fuses together a unique blend of contemporary sounds and ideas. Backstage at Avery Fisher Hall, Jazz Alive's Paulette Pecker talks with Flora about her approach to singing.
What I do now is more than just sing into 4, 8, 16, or 32 bars. I do color the music with sound effects when I'm not singing straight melodies or vocals with lyrics. I many, many times direct my approach to serve as a bridge between audience and instrumental. Because anytime you can see someone humming a melody, you know you can whistle or duplicate it. Now, if it's only instrumental, sometimes people don't even listen to it because they think it's too difficult to duplicate and they don't even want to look at it. And sometimes it's not, but just because it's only instrumental, they don't try it. So the fact that I can sing or hum a song or do a little special sound, which makes my singing different. They cannot even call it scat singing because it's not bebop oriented. I have to say, bebop music was a great foundation for me. The old jazz music and singers like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Conor McRae, Nancy Wilson, and Dinah Washington, which used to be my favorite, and Billie Holiday, they all were of a great importance and influence on my decision of taking this path, which is very different of theirs, and probably opening doors for a lot of other people that are hybrid as I am, and decided to fuse their roots with American music.
Flora Purim, speaking with Jazz Alive's Paulette Pecker. Will you, Flora? And now joining Ayerto on stage, Flora Purim and her ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I can feel your vibes, you know. I feel good back in New York on stage because I do live here. I know you don't know mostly of the musicians on stage, and I want you to know they're all from Brazil except for George on guitar. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. Actually, I met George. He wrote a song for my last album, my album Every Day, Every Night That Is On. Okay, he wrote a song called In Brazil. He never been there, but he said it just like it was, you know. So, now. Thank you. Brazil. George Sapout. Feels really good. As I was saying to you, most of us are from Brazil. And I sort of like to bring something new. It's something from the top of the hills during Carnival time. Of course, we did a treatment on it. It's called Partido Alto, High Party.
Thank you.
outro vai, José Roberto on keyboard. Thank you very much. Very kind people. I'd like to sing another Brazilian composer. This time goes Milton Nascimento. The song is named Nothing Will Be As It Was Tomorrow.
Tell me what do I hear from my friends?
I'd like to make a shortcut here, and before I leave you, because I don't know when I'm going to sing for you again, I may have to go back. I don't want to, but I may have to, you know. Well, what can I do? I'd like to sing you a ballad. Brazil is not that bad, you know. That's Gingy by Antônio Carlos Jobim. Céu, tão grande é o céu, e vando de nuvens que passam e geras pra onde vão vida inteira. A minha vida inteira esperei. Tonight with 500 Miles High by Chick Corea. Thank you.
Flora Purim, singing Chick Corea's 500 Miles High at the Newport Jazz Festival 78 in Avery Fisher Hall, New York City. Ayerto and Flora Purim were recorded on June 28, 1978 by Chuck Thompson and Seal Muller. Mix engineer, Mike Solomon.